found myself in a conversation about how long it should take you to get into a relationship with a potential boyfriend or girlfriend. And some people were of the opinion, you know, that you don't need to waste time, that once you know you want this person or you want to date this person, you can go ahead and go into the relationship, that you get to know people in a relationship. And some people were of the opinion that, you know, you can take your time, give it a few months to just be sure that that's what you want. Welcome back to my channel. My name is Fawn Peter. I am a body mindset coach. I'm passionate about all things about the mind, how we think about things, and how we can make ourselves live better and happier lives through our mindset. Please, if you like content like this, hit the subscribe button, turn on the notifications, and stay abreast of all my videos. Trust me, you're going to learn a lot. Drop a comment below just as we go. Anything I say that either hits you, that is interesting to you, drop a comment below. Or any questions you have, drop a comment below and I will answer all of them. Now, I think it's important to put this out there. It is okay and actually very important to take your time when considering a spouse, a partner, or even a boyfriend. No matter how long it takes, now obviously it shouldn't take you years and shouldn't take you the whole time in the world to make a decision. If it does, then you should not be making that decision because you're confused. Then as such, you should not be in such a relationship. Now, this is why I say this. Sometimes we meet a person and this person is, you know, someone we like. We actually are taken by the person, we're attracted to, we like the person. But when you become a mature individual who understands that relationships are not just all about love, they're not just all about what, how you feel, they're not just all about what you want, they're not just all about whether you like a person or not, sometimes they're not just all about a person being nice, there's a lot more to compatibility. And compatibility is the bedrock of happy relationships, it's the bedrock of successful relationships and marriages. Compatibility doesn't just mean my personality is fine with your personality. It's a whole lot of other things. Your principles, your philosophies, the way you tackle issues, the way you do so many things, are they compatible with the way I do? Compatibility also doesn't always mean it has to be the same thing. No. Like they say, like poles can repel and unlike poles can attract. The point is, compatibility has to be something, a system, a type, a typology of a person, person's characteristics and inclinations that can blend well with your own to make both of you live happier. So now my point is, when you meet a person and you realize that you like a person, you're attracted to the person, you want to date the person, and I'm speaking from experience, it's important to pause and ask yourself questions. Questions like, is this person good for me? Am I good for this person? Do we fight all the time, or do I think we may be fighting all the time? And how do you know that our principles, how we see life, our takes on life, our takes on different things in life? Okay, even if we have different takes, can we communicate properly? You know, there's just so many other things. What's this person's philosophy and mindset on things? And you know this by knowing a person, by spending time with a person. Even though you haven't said, yes, I'm going to date you, yes, I'm going to marry you, you take your time. Take your time to understand who a person is, to understand how that person is, to understand what makes that person tick, to understand the difference between that person and you, to understand if that person is compatible with you. And some people don't take relationships so seriously and they're okay finding these out in a relationship. I personally feel like it's just wasted time. And now this is my opinion. It doesn't mean any other person's opinion is invalid. So what I'm trying to say is, if a guy asks you out, or you're considering going into a relationship with a girl and you're in the talking phase, courting phase, getting to know yourself, and you feel like, I don't want to spend all the time getting to know this person, right? At what point do I say, yes, let's go ahead and date? Or maybe that person feels that way about you. Whatever the case may be, regardless, it's important to allow yourself to know this person. Don't put no pressure on yourself. Don't put time on yourself. Just allow yourself, meet this person, spend time, and don't do it forcefully. Don't, you know, make it something that consumes, you know, your whole mindset so that you begin to even lose, you know, focus of some other things in the relationship. Just allow yourself to be with the person. Allow yourself to get to know this person. See, I'll give you a personal example. I once knew a guy who I really liked. I knew I was going to date him. In my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm definitely dating this guy, you know, once we see again, I'm gonna make out with him. Like, it's just gonna be like, it's pretty much official in my head. But you know, along the line, we got talking, and he used to call me every day. He was, you know, great. But I realized that there were certain things he said that pointed to certain mindset he had that I just wasn't comfortable with. And even though I was certain I was going to date him before, I started having questions popping up in my head. You know, I'm like, do I really want to be with this person who thinks this way? Do I really want to be with this person who says these kind of things? Then another question, so if a person says these kind of things, what does it mean? What's behind these statements? What does the person think? What kind of mindset, what potential mental paths lead to this kind of statement? And when I thought of all the potential ways of thinking that led to that statement or those kind of statements, none of them just sat well with me. But it didn't take away the fact that he was comfortable being with him. He was calling me every day. He was talking to me, you know. And then along the line, he made some other mistakes that I felt like, okay, I didn't have to build up on. But at the end of the day, when I really, really scrutinized it, my logical, you know, self, the logical part of me kept telling me, this is not a relationship you should go into. This is not a person you should be with, at least not seriously. This is not a person you should be with. But you see here how I felt, my emotions. I was so ready for it. I was just so ready for it. Now, in some people's opinion, the fact that I was ready for it, I should have just said yes from the start and not have spent the time knowing him, you know. If I would have spent that time knowing him in the relationship, guess what? 1 to 2 months down the line, I'd be like, okay, this is not for me. I can't be in this kind of relationship. And my question is, why then didn't I just do that homework before getting into the relationship? So, it is very important to allow yourself to take the time, how much time you need to be able to get to know a person. And if you get confused about how a person is, sometimes it's really not just yours to stay. You can actually just move on. But everyone deserves to be in a place where they are sure feeds them well, feeds them positivity, feeds them good food, feeds them the kind of food that they want. That you deserve to be in a relationship that, you know, suits what you want from a relationship, what you want from a person, how you want to feel, how you want to be treated. Now, the fact that I say this does not mean you should spend a year or two deciding that you want to date someone. At that point, you're just confused. And it either points to the fact that that person is not good enough for you, is not for you, or you don't know what you want. Aside from these two situations, there can be situations where you know you want the person, you know the person is good for you, but maybe certain other factors do not allow you to go ahead. And that still, honey, boils down to compatibility. My ex-boyfriend was, you know, at the time we were young, and I knew I shouldn't date him. I liked him. I was crazy about him. I didn't love him, but I was crazy about him. He was crazy about me. He'd been asking me out for 5 years, and I kept saying no. Now, so one would say, why would you say no for 5 years? Why weren't you sure? I was sure I didn't want to date him. Why? Not because I didn't like him, not because of anything, but I just felt like he wasn't ready to give me what I wanted in a relationship. I wanted a certain kind of substance. I'm just going to sum it up to that one word, substance. In substance, I mean relativity, the way we communicate, how ready we are, how long. Like, I just wanted substance in my relationship. And he just wasn't ready to give me that at that point in his life. But, you know, he'd been on my case for 5 years, and I was like, you know what? Let me just see how this goes. My friends, you know, were like, just try it out. Just go with the flow. Like, let it go. You don't have to figure out everything. And I said, okay, I'm going to try this out. But within me, I knew it wasn't going to work. However, I took that thought out of my head, and I put all of me into the relationship. I told myself, I'm going to call him every day. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to try to reach out to him. I'm going to support him. I'm going to try to talk about, grow a relationship of bond and substance and so much more. Not just, you know, calling me for the sake of calling me. So I decided I was going to put everything into that relationship. And guess what? I was celibate. And I told him, you're not ready to date me and be celibate. And I'm not ready to have sex for quite a while. That was one of the biggest issues that made me know that he's not going to be able to date me. If he dated me, if we dated, he was going to pressure me and, you know, funny things like that. However, like I said, I decided to go ahead and give it a shot. And I did. And 2 months down the line, in fact, 1.5 months down the line, the relationship was barely over. And as at 2.5-3 months, we called it quit. And prior to this, I hadn't seen him for over a month and a half. So basically, I really just saw him for a month and a half. He was too sexually starved to be with me because he felt like being with me, he would always obviously want to touch me, want to have sex with me, but that wouldn't happen because I was celibate. And I'm like, with all the effort I'm putting into this relationship, the least you could do is to communicate that to me rather than ghost me while we are in a relationship. I was hardly seeing him, we were hardly talking, you know, it was just like, it was weird, we were not in the relationship. So, and I was like, you could have communicated this to me and we'll find a way to either move on or let go rather than acting like, you know, you're not there, I'm trying to get a hold of you. It was really ridiculous. What am I trying to say? This guy and I were not compatible because he wasn't ready and willing to have a relationship without sex for as long as I wanted to. And there were so many other things about him that I just felt like I wasn't comfortable with. But I went ahead and dated him. And, you know, I just told myself, we will clean things up along the way. We will grow, you know, we'll figure things out along the way. And even though deep within me, I felt like it wouldn't work, I put that aside and I put everything into the relationship. You know, so the point is, sometimes it's okay to take out time to know a person or understand a person. Ask questions like, what does he think? How does he think about life? How does he behave in certain circumstances? What kind of individual is he? What kind of personality is he? And these questions also go for the girl, even if you're the one asking the girl out. What kind of person is she? What are her philosophies, principles? How does she react to things? How does she behave when this kind of situation? You know, what are the things she says? People say certain things and you feel like, this is rapist tendency. I mean, this person has a rapist tendency and you know you just have to ball. Because at the end of the day, most of the red flags, most of the bad things that happened to us, the red flags were there from the beginning, at least subtly. And sometimes they were in our favor, so we'd not recognize, we didn't realize, but they were there. But the more you open your mind and, you know, put your emotions aside and use your logical brain and, you know, hone in on those cues, those little things, you begin to see what you need to see and you avert and avoid certain things that, you know, you don't necessarily have to face in the future. Now, how do you see those things? By asking these questions. I'm trying to give solutions here. By asking these questions. When I meet a guy, I ask myself, how is this guy? Does this guy have self-control? Does he have dignity, integrity? Is he honest? Can he communicate? How does he behave when he's upset? When he's upset with me and generally when he's upset. Then I just learn, like I just experience you and I learn you and I see if the way you are makes me feel good, if it's compatible. Obviously, for me to be thinking about this, you must have made me feel good. For me to be thinking of narrowing it down to be sure if I really want to date you, you must make me feel good. But you just cover certain things about you, life, if it's a serious relationship. I feel like when it comes to serious relationships, everyone is like willing to do all of this homework because we're talking about serious relationships and possibly marriage. But personally, I do that even in my regular relationships. Not that I date so often, but whenever I'm willing to date, it's that serious to me that I have to ask all these questions and make sure that the person is actually good for me. So it's okay to take as long as you need to take, 3 months, 5 months to be sure. Sometimes it's a week and you're sure. There's really no one size fit all, you know, defined timeline to it. It's really all about you and how long you can take to make sure. Sometimes you spend time with a person in 3-4 days a week and you know that, oh, this is someone I would most likely want to go into a relationship with. You can't know everything. You can't know everything before you go into a relationship, even in a marriage. You really can't know everything about a person because people are still growing and learning themselves along the way. But this you can know. You can always know the fact that as they grow, the things that I came in with initially was enough to make me happy, was enough to make us compatible, was enough to make us communicate and be happy to a certain extent, was enough to make me feel good, to make me feel relaxed, wanted, loved, and feel respected as well. Very important in that relationship. And then as we go, we learn ourselves, we grow, and you know, obviously we put in the time and effort into all of that. But for now, what you have, what I have seen, is okay for me. Don't necessarily always feel so comfortable getting to know a person from start in a relationship, because there are people who meet girls and who meet guys and they say, oh, I like you, oh yeah, you're cute, I like the vibe, I actually am attracted to you, we go out, it's nice, okay. Maybe there's a couple of things you said that didn't sit well with me, but
we don't have to agree on everything, so you know what, let's stay. You don't have to agree on everything, but there are certain things that should be red flags and just hit you in the face and tell you not to go ahead. So the point of this, guys, is please allow yourself to take the time to know a person as much as you need to know a person before you get into a relationship. If you feel like you need no time and you can get to know a person in a relationship, I guess that works for you. But it's important that you take the time to actually know the person. And I would personally recommend that you take however much time you need. That said, it does not mean you should take 6 months, a year. If you don't know that you want to date someone in 6 months to a year, honey, you probably don't want to date that person, or that person is just not good for you. So move on. I feel like it's very important that everyone should be with people that within you, there's this knowledge that I want to be with you. I want to be with you. We are compatible, for God's sakes. Love does not keep a relationship. Emotions don't keep a relationship. So your number two, very important, even more important than number one. Because after you feel stuff, you can feel for a lot of people, but all of them will not be compatible with you enough to make you happy. So one, I feel for you. That once that's out of the way, I feel for you. I feel comfortable with you. You know, I like how I feel when I'm with you. Number two, are we compatible? And if you're compatible, that doubles number one, because you feel better. You feel 10 times better. You know, you feel safer. You feel loved. You feel respected. You feel like that is the place you want to be. But you have to be compatible. Compatibility covers grounds like communication. How can you communicate? Can you both communicate well in ways that you understand and you like? Because some people's modes of communication are not the best with some other people. Some people like it soft and slow and indirect and subtle. Some people like it straight to the point. And sometimes they clash. No one has a bad communication style. You just both have communication styles that do not, you know, blend. So communication, identity, personality, principles of life. Do you think a woman is a second-class citizen in the world? I definitely should not be being with you. What am I doing here? It makes no sense. Principles of life. How you treat me, how you feel people should be treated, how you act in situations like when you're angry, how you treat strangers, how you see life. All these things matter. When you ask yourself these questions, you can get to have a clearer view of the compatibility level you have with a person. Obviously, when you measure them with yours. If I feel like women are second-class citizens, and you as a man feel like women are second-class citizens, then I guess we are compatible, you know? So it really is very important to take the time to know if you're compatible with a person, even in friendships. Guys, do not ignore friendships. Even in friendships, it's important to take the time to know that you're compatible with the person as a friend before you go ahead to build a beautiful, strong bond, you know, and friendship with the person, so that you don't end up being toxic friends yourself. Guys, let me know whatever you have to say in the comment section. I'll be replying your messages. Please let me know if you agree. Let me know, you know, your diverse opinions. Let's have a conversation. That would also help my YouTube channel as well. Hit the subscribe button, guys, and let me know whatever you think. Like, share to your friends, loved ones, and everyone. Tap into this knowledge that you have also found. Thank you, guys, and I will catch you on the next episode.